Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
I tell you, the Bible talks about to the end days, there's going to be earthquakes and all. Every time I look at the news, Japan's getting shook up over there. I tell you, in California, getting shook up. I don't know if you know, but there was a couple of months ago, there was an earthquake in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Exactly. You better be ready, folks. He's starting to shake. And I tell you, when he's starting to shake, only the real stuff's going to survive. I tell you, they better get rid of those idols and Buddhas and toss them into the sea. If not, he's going to shake that place loose over there. They better make sure they really understand that Jesus Christ is coming back. So the question is, are you a true disciple of Jesus Christ? We say, one, you have to abide in him. You have to continue in his word. You have to be like him. And you have to love your brethren, not only your brethren, but even your real brother. And then it talks about bearing fruit. What fruit are you bearing? And then we talked about what those fruits were. Make sure you look at those fruits. And then the next thing, you must renounce all your rights to become a child of God. That's a great place to be, isn't it? When we renounce everything for the cause of Christ. Now, real quick, I'll wrap up real quick. To become, I work for the bank, everybody probably know. But what they teach their bank tellers, they don't teach them about all the different counterfeits. What do they teach them? They teach them how to recognize the real thing. In other words, they say, hey, this is the mark that's on the real thing. In other words, the fruits or whatever's on that money. All right, you're going to look for this, you're going to look for that, you're going to look for that. If all this stuff is it, that's the real thing. So that's the same thing as Jesus saying, hey, if these people are bearing these fruits, they're the real thing. So, somebody say, hey, we need to study all these false religions. I don't think so. No, I don't think so. You need to know the real thing. On soul winning, we got some new people joining. Hey, we need to study all these different. I ain't got time for that. I want to study the real thing. And when I know the real thing, and when I see something false, I'll know it. I ain't got time to get deep. I'll be here forever trying to. There's so much junk out there. But when you know who Jesus is, that'll be the difference. And then when you see if you measure up. And like James said, don't deceive yourselves. I think that's the worst part there. So see where you measure up with the real thing. And then the Bible says, try the Spirit by the Spirit. Christians are often hurt so many times because they don't follow God's word. People saying, hey, I'm a Christian, and they're really not. If you've studied the fruits, you know they're not. So you got to treat them as an unbeliever. But what Christians so, oh, we're so nice, we're so sweet, it's the love of God, and people come in and take advantage of us. But if we really stand on God's word, Christians are supposed to be some tough folks. And we're supposed to, hey, if you're not following God's word, I don't want to hear you. If you're ready to do what God says, then we can talk. But so many times we get taken advantage, beat up, because we simply don't do what God tells us. He said, hey, if they're not bearing fruit, they're not saved. So we got to treat them as an unbeliever. Remember, don't open yourselves up to the hurt. Simply do what God tells you to do. The Bible says, try the Spirit by the Spirit, because there are going to be many false prophets that are coming. And the last thing I'll close with real quick is look at your neighbor real quick and say, are you bearing fruits of the Spirit? Pretty simple. Amen. Let's pray.
Amen.
Father God, we come once again, Lord, just thank you for this privilege and opportunity to come before your people. Lord God, it's just amazing how you spoke, Lord God, these last 5 weeks, Lord God. You're trying to tell us something very important, Lord God, that we need to examine ourselves and see where we're at. Lord God, are we bearing those fruits? Lord God, as we heard in the previous sermon, what is the condition of the church? And then, Lord God, you ask, are we following the crowd or are we following Jesus? And then, Lord God, you said, are we straddling the fence? We can't play both sides. He said, I'd rather you either be cold or hot. Because he said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. And then, Lord God, we need to follow Jesus just like Jesus said. And then, Lord God, as you told us today, that, Lord God, you'll know them by their fruits. Lord God, we pray that everybody looks within themselves and say, Lord God, am I bearing the fruits of the Spirit? And if I'm not, Lord God, help me to get it right today. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.